Hello and welcome to my new podcast channel. So I haven't really come up with a name for my podcasting channel, but I thought let me do this because I mean, okay, I've gone through a lot recently. Well, last year I was going through a hell of a lot. I was homeless at one point. I'd lost ties with my family and I was really in a shit place. And before then I was telling everyone I'm going to be doing a YouTube channel and setting up my little charity to help mentally ill people. And these things didn't happen because of the stuff I was going through. So now I've bounced back, I live by myself, I'm in a better place, and I thought, why not start this today? Do a podcasting series. I'm going to try and think of what days I'm going to do this. I might do every night or a couple days a week. I'm still figuring that all out. But anyway, if you guys don't already know, I'm Rajni, and let's get into it. So I asked some of you to give me questions. As this is the first podcast, a lot of you might know me, a lot of you might not know me. Now, this is more aimed for the people that know me as well, but don't know certain things about me, and the people who don't know me, to just get a feel about who I am. So, okay, I've basically gathered questions from a lot of you, and I'm going to read them out. So, the first question I got was really interesting to me. If you could be any animal, what animal would you be? Well, honestly, I love eagles. I find eagles very majestic. I think they're like their own leaders. Like, the way they fly is majestic as well. And I consider myself, I've been going through a rough time for a couple years now. I've been in the same spot, like nothing's changed. So an eagle to me is very symbolic to me. Like, it's majestic, it finds its own way. It's one of the strongest birds. So yeah, it would be an eagle. I love eagles as well. What would be the first law you'd make if you could be prime minister? Wow. This question kind of caught me off guard when it was sent to me, because I've never actually thought of it. But okay, so I think the first law, I'd choose a lot of laws, but let me think of one law. I think I would have a law that would instate that mentally ill people, transgender people, lesbians, gays, they're very, in this day and age, like, religion gets involved, like, we are belittled because of these things, and a lot of people who are small-minded bully us for this and come at us. And in this day and age, it's the 21st century, like, you know, gay marriage has been legalized. As for the mental illness side of it, it's very taboo. It's so taboo. It's not spoken about enough in the news, in it's spoken about on social media, but I feel like, I mean, I always embraced being schizophrenic since I started up Instagram, and I carried that on for a good 4 years, and I helped people through my DMs who were close to death, who were like reevaluating their life. So okay, so to get back on track, my first law would really have to be that same group of people that I've just said be treated with some respect. I'd have the law that you cannot discriminate anybody, whether no matter race, religion, colour, sexual orientation. Like, I don't feel like anybody should be belittled. And it's sad because this day and age, everyone is belittling everyone and judging them, and there's no need for that. So my first law would be to treat everyone the same as you would want to be treated, you know? Just because someone's gay, they're not a monster. Because someone's got schizophrenia doesn't mean they're going to kill you. You know, it's... yeah. Okay, so my third question is, what are your favourite artists? Wow, I've got a few. I love Drake. I don't know if you guys can hear. I have Drake playing in the background. But I love Drake. I love Rihanna. I think anybody who knows me knows I've loved Rihanna since I was 10 years old. I like Tyler, the Creator. He's very... He speaks to me. I mean, he's a bit... He's very controversial. Because he says things that people are probably thinking, but won't say out loud. And he just says these things out loud because he doesn't care. He's also got a mental illness, and he's also... I think he's very true to himself. I love the internet, if anybody knows about the internet. I like Dean. He's got some nice music. If anyone knows about Dean, if you don't, search Dean, TRBL, in YouTube and listen to a couple of his songs. They're really good. And I've got like two rappers from back in the day that I love. A Tribe Called Quest. I love them. They've got some really nice melodies and, you know what it is? I feel like old music speaks to me more than the newer generation, except for a few, except for like Tyler, the Creator speaks to me on a deep level. So, yeah. And the second one from back in the day, sorry, I started there, is Tupac. I feel like if he was still alive, all this... Everyone who were saying, well, who says they're the best rapper these days, like Nicki Minaj, Lil Wayne, all of them, there'd be no match for Tupac. I feel like Tupac knew what was gonna happen. He predicted the first black president and it happened. So, yeah, I went on a bit there. What are your ambitions in life? Okay, so, my ambitions. I think I've dealt with, over the years, I've dealt with very bad insecurity within myself. Like, never was satisfied with how I looked. Always wanted something changed on me. I wanted a lot of modifications when I was younger. But now as I've, like, got older, I've kind of learned to self-love. It's really hard. And within self-loving, I've thrown, like, if anybody who knew me 2-3 years ago would know, I was a very angry and... I was a bit horrible, to be honest. And I was angry with the world and I had no peace within myself. Now I've found that peace. And so one of my ambitions, sorry, would to be have 100% self-love. I'd say I'm 80% there. I just need that 20%. And another ambition is to basically help people who need help. Because, you know what, people our age, 18 and up, even 15 and up, suffer because of they might have a mental illness and they don't want to say it, especially men these days. They don't like to talk about it because they feel like they'll get judged. So I want to be able to help people be comfortable to talk to people like me and understand that it's okay. It's okay, like, we're all here for each other. I want to, yeah. So yeah, that's one of my ambitions too. And my third ambition is to be a coroner. A coroner is someone who, this sounds so grim, someone who opens up dead bodies. But the reason I want to do that is for a deep reason. I'd rather not go into detail, but someone close to me, one of my family members, I lost through a murder. And the coroners actually help people or help families get justice by finding out the cause of death and stuff. And that's the whole reason why I wanted to do that. Okay, so the next question is, are you religious? Wow. You know what? I am born a Hindu. I believe heavily in Hinduism. A lot of people get it confused where they think Hinduism is 22 gods, and that is not the case. 22, 27, that's not the case. It's just like you guys's, like, Quran, there's stories in there, or your Bible, there's stories in there. Hinduism is basically each god and goddess is a different formation of our one god, and it's a different formation and a different moral of a story, and it goes along. So yeah, I'm Hindu. I am religious and I am gay. I know a lot of people like to say, how does that work? Well, look, in my religion, women can get married to women and men can get married to men. So I think this is why I prefer Hinduism. So let me not get into other religions because I'll probably get bashed. But I have my own opinion on other religions. I think they're very hypocritical. They're very hateful. Christianity and Islam sometimes says we accept everyone, we love everyone. But then you can't, if you're on the outside looking at gays and looking at lesbians and saying, you're gonna go to hell. I mean, you're not God. Like, how could you predict that for someone? I honestly think Hinduism is like the most peaceful religion, and it's not just because I practice it, it's because I know. We have no war, we don't start wars, we highly love to big up. Love, respect, and honor. So yeah. What is the one thing about yourself you love? Honestly, I like that I'm not afraid to speak out. I'm not afraid to speak out on issues that people aren't really willing to speak about because they're scared of the hate they get back. And I know for a fact, if some of you people listen to my podcast and you hear what I just said about religion, you're probably gonna have a couple words to say to me. But you know what it is, I speak from the heart, and that's something I'll never change. What is your dream job? Well, I said it earlier, coroner is my dream job. When did you realize you had schizophrenia? Wow. I realized when I was 7 or 8 years old. Well, I didn't realize. I thought it was all normal. I thought I had an imaginary world and imaginary friends, and I thought that was normal as a young girl. But then I started to hear voices and see things that wasn't there. The voices when I was younger wasn't so bad. And I remember telling my dad, like, he's schizophrenic as well, and I remember telling my dad, you know what? There's voices in my head. And my dad took me to a hospital. I got tested on for about 2 years, and by 9 to 10 years old, I was diagnosed with schizophrenia. They did more tests on me as I got older, just to be sure, and officially I got diagnosed with it at 15. So yeah, what are your hobbies and what is an activity you enjoy doing in your free time? Well, my hobbies are poetry. I like to write stories. I like to I like to draw a lot as well. I like to sketch, I like to paint. What I like to do in my free time, I love to read. I like to read old books. I love the smell of old books as well. Sounds weird, but yeah, I like reading poetry books too. Reading is my pastime, I guess, and going to like forests, and I'm a model, but I like to do photography as well. So yeah. When did you realize you were gay? Wow. You know what? I realized when it was in secondary school, actually. Coming from an Asian home, I was really scared to be open about it. I'm half white. Well, not half. I'm quarter white and I'm quarter black as well. So I knew already. My dad already knew about it and he was fine. It was more my mother's family I was a bit weary of. I didn't come out and say it. I knew I was in secondary school. I knew I was gay. I'd say around 15 years old. And the thing was, I brushed it off because I came from an Asian home and I thought I was confused. I dated a boy when I was 16, 17. And after a while, I realized this was not what I was into. There was no spark. I didn't feel any spark. I felt like I was living a lie. So by 17, I remember coming out to my mother and telling her I was gay. And I was so scared. Thought I would have got kicked out. And you know what it is? She actually accepted it. My mother accepted it. She was happy and she said, look, be yourself. And that was the best thing I could get, especially coming from an Asian home and living in a society where we have a lot of Asians, and other Asian girls like to judge and talk about you. But the thing with me is that I've never been afraid to be who I am. I'm unapologetically me, and that is all I care about. What's your favorite food and drink? Wow. My favorite food would have to be, I like spaghetti with meatballs. My favorite drink, I'm gonna sound like an old geezer, but I like a good Cronenberg. I really do. Or a nice house wine, red wine. Yeah. What was it like growing up? Growing up was, I won't go to the ins and outs because that's for another podcast. We'll be here all day. I would say it was trials and tribulations that I went through. It was hard at times, but it got easier as I got older. Like I told you, last year I went through a shitload of things. And I was still finding myself, finding where I belong. I was soul searching. And when I've moved out and I'm living by myself now, I've basically become more closer with like certain family members because I just needed that space. But a lot had happened when I was growing up, but overall I would say it was 50-50. What advice do you have for people exploring Hinduism? I think that you really should explore it. It's very nice. Like, we meditate, we sing. Our prayers are very pure. I feel like, well, personally for me, our gods and goddesses that we pray to, well, our one and true God, you feel a sense of relief after. My advice, basically, I feel like it's a peaceful religion and I think you'll really like it. I think you should go to a temple for the first time. experience how it feels, you come out feeling really refreshed, honestly. Would you rather get a paper cut in between your fingers every time or bite your tongue every time you eat? Every time you eat. I think bite my tongue every time I eat, to be honest. I think I would rather have that done. I'd rather bite my tongue every time I eat because I cannot take the pain of paper cuts. It's the worst pain in the world. It's worse than getting stabbed in the side. I don't know why. It's just terrible. The next question I got is the last question, actually. Have you had any girlfriends? Well, yeah, I have. And I'd say they were all lessons. Right now, I'm in a happy place. And I wouldn't change that for the world. So, you guys, I've taken up 21 minutes of your time. And let me know what you think about this podcast. If you want more questions answered, by all means, you can message me and I might do a part two. As well, I don't know what to say. As well, you guys can send me ideas of what you'd like me to talk about in my next podcast. And yeah, maybe I'll do one tomorrow. Love you all. And remember, you're all beautiful. Don't let no one tell you anything else. Mwah.